As a reminder to media members on the line, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Good. A couple of down-to-the-wire games, certainly for your team. Last week, the difficult loss up at Drexel last Thursday, but then you're able to bounce back and have a strong closing run to close out the regular season with a win over JMU. Just talk about the two games last week.
Thursday obviously was a very tough night for us. I think it was a tale of two halves. I'm not sure we played a better 20 minutes than we did in the first half, and then the second half really got away from us. And that's a testament to Drexel and how well they played. They made some shots. They put some pressure on us, and unfortunately, we lost a really, really tough game. It came down to the wire, last possession game, and weren't able to get it. And then we bounced back on Saturday. You know, really gutsy win on a game that was back and forth. We went down 6 points with under 2 minutes to go, but really dug deep and got some stops and got in a good flow the last four or five possessions to score the basketball. Darren Bryant stepped up and made a big three to really seal the victory for us. So, gives us momentum heading into the CAA tournament, again, for our group, after a tough, tough night on Thursday, to be able to bounce back and on senior day and win in our building for Anthony Mosley and Sky Johnson. I think it really shows the character of our team.
What was the message to your guys after Thursday, and then how proud were you able to see the reaction, to finish the way you were on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I told our guys when we met on Friday, I took responsibility for everything that happened. You know, I didn't do a good enough job in the second half of helping our team and putting us in a position to win, and I didn't do a good enough job giving our team confidence as it got away from us. So, I put that on me. I told them that we needed to block out all the noise. There was a lot of noise out there, but, the only way we could, change the narrative of everything that happened was to win on Saturday and play well on Saturday. And all the emotion and frustration and anger that we felt on the way back Thursday night, use that to fuel us to get a win on senior day. So, again, I wanted to take the pressure off of them that I needed to do a better job. I didn't do a good enough job helping them kind of manage those last 20 minutes.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him, hit star one on your keypad, and we have one in queue. If you can open the line to Kevin Tressolini, please, Ella.
The line of Kevin Tressolini is now open.
Hey, Martin, how's it going?
Good, Kev. How are you?
Good. Is it safe to say that when you guys play Elon's three-point defense is probably the key aspect of the game?
I think it's very much safe to say, yep. It's probably the number one key on our board when we'll talk about them. They're a talented team. They got a lot of weapons. Again, I think you got to give them some different looks on the defensive end, but they were picked high in the preseason. They've dealt with some injuries, but they have multiple guys that are on the floor that can make shots. So that will be paramount for us as we prepare for them Saturday and heading into practice this week, really being able to guard the arc.
I know, Martin, you've, talked confidently about this team of late. During that losing streak, you guys had a lot of games that really went down to the wire. We know how the games lately have gone. Do you kind of go into this tournament feeling good about this team and its ability to maybe, pull an upset or two down there?
I do, and I think they believe that as well. And we've tried to really foster that mentality that, we're playing some really good basketball. We've been in every game against some really, really good teams, some of the best teams in our league. And I think last year going down there and being able to win a game gives this group some confidence. Ryan Daly, Anthony Mosley, Eric Carter, Darren Bryant, they're all part of last year's team that, won a first-round game against Hofstra and played a really competitive game against the conference champions, UNC Wilmington. So, I do feel we go down there with confidence. We're playing well. We're going to lean on our older guys to kind of continue to drive this thing forward. And we need to get a good week of practice. I think for us, this comes at a good time. We've had some guys banged up. We can get healthy heading down there and have a great opportunity. We'll take it one game at a time, kind of a one-game tournament. See where we're at Saturday night, and then we'll focus on, if we're fortunate to get one, what we got to do to play well on Sunday.
Thanks, Martin. Have a good trip down there.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Martin, with Ryan Daly now back full-time in the lineup in both games last week, your scoring across the board was incredibly balanced, not only he and Ryan Allen, but a couple double-doubles from Eric Carter, and you touched on Anthony Mosley having a couple of good games. Do you feel like you're starting to get back in a flow and rhythm now that he's been back in the lineup and playing like you were prior to his injury?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we can have that offensive balance, it's been a little bit of Achilles heel for us, especially when Ryan wasn't in there, being able to score enough points in this league because you have some really talented offensive team. But I do think we've gotten in a better rhythm, you know, Ryan being back into practice and getting back to, you know, the chemistry that he's had with Ryan Allen and Anthony Mosley. And, you know, really proud of what Eric Carter's been able to do on the front line for us consistently. We almost needed another guy to step up and give us some scoring, and we've done it by committee a little bit the last couple games with Jacob Cushing and Darian Bryant giving us a little more. Sky Johnson's given us some good stuff off the bench. So, you know, I think our group is continuing to learn how to play together, and obviously having Ryan back in the mix takes some pressure off of Ryan Allen and Eric Carter to really be the guys for us offensively.
I know you touched on it a little bit with Kevin, but just give me a couple keys for your team to have some success and make a run in this tournament.
You know, I think for us, being able to make shots, you know, I think we've done a good enough job on the defensive end, keeping ourselves in games. So if we can get into a good rhythm offensively and make some shots and score the basketball, and then also on a neutral court against good teams, valuing the basketball. It's kind of been one of my biggest keys for us heading into the season, taking care of the basketball and valuing it. And, you know, our assist to turnover ratio is really important. So, you know, if we can do those two things, I think we'll have a shot to maybe, you know, stay a little longer in Charleston.
All right, Martin, thanks for the time this morning and all season long, and we'll see you later this week in Charleston.
All right, sounds good, Rob. Take care.
All right, thank you, Martin. Bye. Again, for me, members of